On today's episode, the president for the Frisco Association for the Arts, Karina Kirchhoff, joins us to talk about the arts in Frisco, what they mean to our community, and where they may be heading in the future. This is the Frisco Podcast for Friday, February 17th, 2014. All right, Karina, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
We're glad to have you here. So you are the outgoing president of the Frisco Association for the Arts. We're going to be sorry to see you go, but tell us a little bit about what's happened the last couple of years that you've been there. And actually, let's back up. Let's go ahead and give people a little bit of the history of the organization, what they do, and then you can talk to us a little bit about what's led up to the last couple of years. And
sure. So Frisco takes in a bunch of hotel motel tax money from all the hotels we've got going on. In the late 90s, they needed to figure out what they were going to do with that money, and they started Frisco Association for the Arts, or they supported us in starting it. And it was then that we started having beneficiaries. So we put out applications for people in the Frisco area and the neighboring communities, and we started giving money. It's ranged typically from about 75,000, well, 50 to 75,000. Right now, we're getting about 75,000.
Okay. So what then do you guys turn around and do with the revenue that you generate?
So with the money that we get from, let's say, the Frisco Discovery Center, right now it's been going towards supporting the Frisco Discovery Center and maintaining the space, but we're looking to make sure we keep that money for our beneficiaries. We want to give them as much as possible and support the arts in the area. We've had more applications than ever this past year, and we anticipate that we're going to get still more applications in 2015. The arts is growing, and it's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. It's really exciting because there's so many people coming from all over the country and all over the world. And Frisco is really becoming a multicultural city. And with that, there are a bunch of people who are talented and they want to see more of the arts in Frisco. So we're ready to give them more money. As soon as we can earn more money, we're ready to give it.
Well, there's definitely a lot. There's probably a lot more arts stuff that goes on in Frisco than people know about. And we certainly try to relay as much of that through Lifestyle Frisco as possible. But for those that aren't aware of who the beneficiaries are of what you do, who are they? What do they get? How are you helping the arts along in Frisco?
Right now we have 15 beneficiaries, and although I don't have them all memorized, each board member has a few that they look over, and I'm always partial to those that I look over, and that's Chamberlain and Frisco Chorale, and then the IGMAA. We have Frisco Ballet, Frisco Community Theater.
Do you guys do anything with Black Box Theater?
Well, the Black Box Theater, we personally don't, but we support our beneficiaries who show at the Black Box Theater. The Black Box Theater was an incredible investment by the city, and we are so thankful as a community, not just Frisco Arts, definitely the community, regarding what we're able to do in that space. We have held everything from weddings, quinceañeras, productions, as big as we can get them, because it only seats so many people. It's been a great space. I'm looking forward to seeing whatever else Frisco can offer the arts community in the future.
Okay. If somebody's never been to the Black Box Theater, it is an intimate environment, but I kind of like that about it. It's a little bit smaller, and you're kind of right there with the productions that are going on. So how long have you been the president of the Arts Association Board?
I've been president since January of this year, 2014, and it has been a very big year. I've put all kinds of things into place, from getting to know our beneficiaries still better and making sure our beneficiaries feel taken care of and feel connected with the board. And most importantly, this year I've really focused on creating a group of people, the board, that really knows the community and really is in touch with those that live here. And I've been really proud of everybody. We have everybody from those who are interested in politics of Frisco to people who are interested in just getting the word out on the arts. And then there's people who just appreciate the arts and don't know what to do, and they've been looking for an outlet. And Frisco Arts is a perfect place to do that.
Yeah, it sounds like you've done a good job of putting people in place or attracting people that want to be a part of that. I know our own Wendy has joined the board now as well. So we're always very excited about that.
I was super excited to have Wendy. More than a little
bit.
She
was super excited to join, so we're glad that she's there. Talk to me about some of the accomplishments of the board in just in years past throughout the history. What are some of the notable things that you guys have been able to do specifically for the community?
So Frisco Arts, we used to be housed on Main Street in a little space, and we've always received money from via the hotel motel tax to be able to support our beneficiaries. It was huge when the city provided us with provided the community with a space to be able to see the arts. And it is there in this space that we have seen it grow. So the Frisco Discovery Center has a conference room, a special event center in the back, a art gallery, black box theater, some beautiful spaces where you can just have meetings. And it's been exciting to see what people have done with the space. At first, we were like, well, let's see who kind of comes to it. And we haven't really done a whole lot of advertising because we weren't sure what we were going to do with this, what we could really do with the space. But as more and more people found it, and as more people had special events, it just became incredible with what kind of community that we were attracting. Everything from, sure, we have little consignments, we're big consignments there in the space, but we've had some very unique groups go back there, and especially in the Special Event Center. But, you know, the Special Event Center is getting changed up here in a little bit. We have the Video Game History Museum going in. Really excited to have them back there. They are really going to bring a new dynamic to the space. I'm looking forward to seeing what they bring to the community.
Yeah, I think that will be interesting, and maybe they'll maybe we'll be able to find some good crossover between, if I may, the art of video games and some of the things that have gone into that and its own evolution and what you guys do. Maybe there's a good crossover there somewhere. It could be a fun event.
Definitely, without a doubt. I'm really excited to see what they do in the space back there, and they have had open communication. They really want to work with us and see what they can do for arts in the community. So we'll have them in the back of house space, and that's going on right now. We're making all the plans, trying to figure out how much space they get versus how much space we get and what it's all going to look like. The preliminary plans I've seen so far are really exciting. I'm pretty sure everyone, once Frisco starts seeing what's going to go back, they're going to be thrilled. And then we have the SciTech Discovery Center back there as well. And that's great. I don't have any children, but I do know a lot of people who've been there. They've thrown parties back there. They just go there to go explore. It's SciTech Discovery Center is a place that is underutilized in the community almost. There are so many neat activities that happen in that space and so many great people who work there. I'm looking forward to seeing it also grow with the Video Game History Museum, because as more people go through the space, there's going to be a lot more people who have the opportunity to see what's going on in our space.
Now, that's interesting that you would mention that, because I've walked through the SciTech Discovery Center. It is really, really cool. There are a lot of great hands-on activities. They're always changing things up and bringing in some new things. So it's definitely a don't miss if you live in Frisco and you haven't been out there yet. I kind of want to go in and just go play myself, but I'm always afraid that, you know, like this old guy walking through and playing around is going to freak people out. So I've got to, you know, borrow somebody's kids so I can go in there legit one time.
You know, maybe they should do what the pro's doing and have like an adult's wine night
they
where we
should.
All get to play.
That is a great idea for an event. I would absolutely go do that.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. So it's also interesting in that we've got science happening there with the Video Game Museum. You've got some technology types of things happening there. You've got arts happening there. There's a lot of good things going on in that space. Can you tell us anything about what else is maybe coming in the future, or some things that you would like to see coming down the pipe for not just the Arts Association, but Frisco Arts in general?
Oh, man, that can get me going.
Let's go.
So much.
I think we got to go big. I mean, we've gone big on sports in Frisco, let's start going big on arts.
Absolutely. It's definitely time. I appreciate it. I do teach in Frisco, by the way. The Frisco Association for the Arts has been my pet project, my hobby, my every given free moment that I can possibly give to it. Frisco Arts has taken it, and I proudly give it, and I'm glad to be associated with them. And during the day, I'm a teacher, right? So I see the benefits with my students having access to amazing facilities now and even more in the future. I'm just thrilled for their opportunities that they're going to be able to have. But there's just a giant hole that a wide group of my students just aren't able to partake in. For instance, I come from a family that's big on music. and they would love to come here to be able to see some amazing performances. My students, who are incredible musicians, I'm just so proud of them. I'm just in awe of what they're able to do. And I see them, I teach high school, so I see them graduate. And I've been teaching in Frisco for 8 years, going on 9 years. I've kind of lost track. It's probably a good thing I'm losing track, because I don't want to think about it. But I see my students graduate, and I see them go away, and I see them come back and visit. And they come back for the football games. They come back for all the fun athletic events that we have going on here, and I'm sure they'll come back for even more. But I don't see them coming back to a space that they can call their own artistically, whether it's a performance center, a bigger art gallery. I don't see them coming back for that. And as Frisco continues to try to grow and become the city that people want to not only have their children in for education, but also a place where they can come back as adults, and really, there's just nowhere for them to go. They don't have a place to come play.
So maybe that's something we can look for in the future, and hopefully put a little weight behind working on. It sounds like a center for the arts that's a little more expansive than what we have at the Discovery Center could be a welcome addition to the community.
Absolutely. And Black Box Theater is just the beginning. I know whenever our beneficiaries have performances, they cannot fit in the Black Box Theater.
Yeah.
There's been more than once where I go over to Richardson to the Eisman, or downtown, or to Clyde Warren Park, where I see these beneficiaries play, and I think it's beautiful and incredible what they're able to do in these spaces. And our beneficiaries are really creative. They're playing in outdoor spaces in Frisco. They're playing at the schools. They're selling out the schools. They're selling out Black Box Theater. They're selling out everywhere, and they would love to be able to put on bigger, better shows and be able to serve more of the community, but they just don't have the ability just yet. I'm looking forward to it, though.
All right, that's something we may have to see what we can, if we can help do something about that. Because I'm a musician myself. I would love to see a performance hall of some kind with also some gallery space and just something that would open up the opportunities for the visual and performing arts in Frisco a little bit more.
Frisco does it big. I'm really proud of this city. I'm proud to live here. I try to get everyone I can to move up here.
Me too.
And it's just too incredible. It's too picturesque, too perfect. We live in a wonderful bubble, and I love the bubble.
And we admit it's a bubble, and we are happy about our bubble.
Yeah, I'm totally cool with calling it a bubble.
Absolutely.
But it's just, there's that one key aspect that's missing, and it's almost like we're missing the arts, but it's also mixed with culture, because we have so many people coming in from out of the country and all over the United States that we've become almost a cultural mecca. In Frisco, we have so many languages that we're serving. I came across a survey recently that showed how many languages we're serving, which just shows how many cultures we're serving. And I would love to see more cultural diversity acknowledged. I know St. Francis of Assisi did a great cultural event, a showcase, a couple weeks ago at their church, and it was incredible. And Frisco Arts was there, as was most of the community. It was really neat. So arts, culture, it goes hand in hand, and I'm ready for Frisco to take the next step.
Yeah, I heard that there were a ton of people that came through that event. Something on the range of 40,000 people actually during the day for that event at St. Francis actually went through there.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
I had no idea. I mean, I know that it was a big number, and I think it's a small representation. And I mean, to think that 40,000 would be small, it's a small representation of what all there could be here.
Yeah, I would guess also in your work as a teacher, you're probably in a unique perspective to see the various cultures and the various people that we are actually getting into the community, because their kids are coming through your classroom or walking through your halls.
Absolutely. I love the cultural diversity we see in the classroom on campus. The kids are great. They're learning from each other. I know I'm learning a lot from them. And it's just really neat. I have the parents coming in and teaching me things about their culture, and I'm like, great, tell me more. What else do I need to know? It's great. So I love it.
And have me over for dinner, because I want to try that, whatever it may be.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely the next thing I always say. I have had great food deliveries.
All right. Baklava,
I had no idea.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. When I was growing up, we lived across the street from an Iranian couple that used to make baklava for us all the time, and it was to die for good. So,
yeah,
if you've never had it, go out and find some.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even know where to get it in Frisco, but I would absolutely go for it if I knew.
I know the students' parents. I mean, I can give you their number, maybe.
They may not appreciate that.
Probably
so.
Not. But
let's go back to the Arts Association, though. If somebody is interested in being a beneficiary of what you guys do, if they have a talented child or they themselves are an artist, How do they get hooked up with you guys? What is the criteria? Tell us a little bit about that process and what they need to do in order to get hooked up with you guys.
Sure. The applications to become a beneficiary come out in the early spring. You can check the Frisco Arts website for these applications. What we then do is we ask for a bunch of information regarding the organization, what the money will probably be used for, how much money you take in on an annual basis, and how you serve the community. It's really important to us that the beneficiaries for Frisco Arts serve not only the Frisco Discovery Center, but also serve the entire community. So they have to do some sort of community event, like some sort of service. And it's really neat. They're all over the place trying to serve the community. So the beneficiaries, so they apply in the spring, and they should find out by like March, April, whether they got in, and then we give them money as soon as they want it, and we throw a party. Beneficiary party will happen in probably April.
Okay, that's very cool, actually. Please let us know when that party's coming up so we can be sure to promote that and let people know that that's happening. So can they use the money for anything, or is it kind of a subset of things that when they're applying, this is kind of what the money should be used for, ideally kind of what we're looking for?
I do know a lot of the money goes towards rental of spaces and venues to be able to play and to be able to pay for teachers. So I know Chamberlain uses the money for incredible teachers. And Chamberlain actually is really interesting because they use their money for the Shining Stars and Reveille program. And that's a program where they teach dance to students with special needs. And I saw them perform this past spring. I saw them perform at the Eisman, because it was a space that was big enough to hold everyone. And it was so moving to see these children dancing with partners, because so many of them can't do the dance on their own. So they each have a partner with them, and they were dancing around the stage and doing all these cute routines. And it was so moving. I'm a special education teacher. I was sitting in the audience bawling my eyes out. And yeah, I found Kathy Chamberlain afterwards, and I was like, thank you. Thank you so much for what you're providing the community. I am so proud of what the beneficiaries in Frisco are doing with their money, because they are providing services that I just had no idea that would be able to exist within Frisco, and it's just going to get bigger and better as time goes on.
Okay, for one, that's a total feel-good story, so thank you for sharing that. But two, I hope somebody in Frisco is listening to this, because it sounds like part of what we're doing is we are raising money, we are supporting artists locally, and then we're shipping those performances and some of that money to other cities, because we don't have a place in Frisco that is really suitable for the size and scope of some of those performances. So we need a place here in Frisco. Let's keep that. I'm putting on my business hat right now, but let's keep the economics local as much as we can.
Oh, absolutely. We need that money.
We love our neighbors. Plano's great. Richardson's fine. But, you know, we're Frisco. Let's make sure that we're keeping some focus here.
I want to continue to be a destination.
Absolutely.
I want people to come here and be like, wow, Frisco has an amazing education system, and they have a great performance hall. Whatever it may look like, the bigger, the better, because Frisco does things big. And I love that about Frisco.
Yeah, we do not do things second rate at all.
No way.
When they do it first class.
This is going to be big. I don't know what it is. Whenever it happens, hopefully sooner than later, because we have a community that already has a dire need. But whenever it happens, we're going to do it big. And I cannot wait to see what Council, Mayor Masso, or whoever the mayor is at that time, to see what they do with the space.
Good deal.
Performing Arts Center.
Good deal. Well, Karina, is there anything else you would like to share with us about the Frisco Association for the Arts?
No, maybe a little bit. Frisco Arts, I'm really proud of this organization. I'm really proud of what has happened or how it has grown in the past few years, especially as it took over the management of the Frisco Discovery Center. But I'm most especially excited about what's coming up. There are a lot of things that the board and those and artists within the community are looking to do. And I am certain that we are on an amazing trajectory. So I look forward to seeing what happens.
Good. Well, we are very sorry to hear that you're going to be stepping down. It sounds like you've done a fantastic job, but you've also put some great people in place.
Yep.
And I'm sure you will stay involved as possible.
I'm leaving it in great hands, without a doubt.
No doubt. All right. Well, that sounds like a good place to end today's show. Thank you very much for coming out and joining us.
Thank you for
taking the time.
Me.
And thank you for all of your hard work on the board and leaving it in such good hands.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Have a good day.
You too.
All right. So hopefully everybody's geared up for some fun art things this weekend. amidst a whole bunch of other stuff. What's happening this weekend, Wendy?
So yes, starting this Friday, we have Frisco Area Children's Theater inside the Black Box Theater inside the Frisco Discovery Center doing a spooky musical comedy. And tickets are $5 and $10 at the door. Any questions or need more details, check out the Frisco Discovery Center website. On Saturday, we continue the weekend with an art theme with the Art Scene Studio Tour. So check out artscenetour.com where you can get more details on how to visit artists in their studios all over Frisco. You'll start at one studio and then kind of make your way to as many as you like. The tour is extremely family friendly and it's also free. So it's a great way to expose your kids to some visual art. Also on Saturday at the Frisco Heritage Museum, this October is his kind of history month. So they've got Randolph Farmer, who is a noted area author and historian, who will talk about the history of Collin County, which will be extremely interesting. That's on Saturday in the morning. Snacks will be served at 9:30 a.m. and the lecture will begin at 10. Also on Saturday is the last Clothe a Child event. This has been going on for the last three Saturdays. So this coming Saturday is focused on collecting clothing for children in Prosper ISD and Salina ISD. Enormously worthy event going on. Check out clotheachildfrisco.com and sign up and also come out and participate by donating items or buying items and then donating the proceeds. On Sunday, October 19th, this is the last weekend for the Frisco Farmers Market. I'm really sad when this weekend happens every year. You know, the meat leaves and the nice fruit and vegetables and all the awesome products that are there and small business owners that come out and participate in the farmers market. So if you haven't been there in a while, if it's been a few weekends, or if you haven't participated and seen them all summer, this is your last weekend this Sunday. So then coming up to start off the week, next week is the Frisco City Council meeting happens on Tuesday. That monthly meeting happens this coming Tuesday, the 21st. It kicks off at 6:30 p.m. there in Frisco City Hall. And then finally, we need to all get ready for a fun run. It is the annual Gary Burns Fun Run that will happen next Saturday, October 25th. So go to friscoisd.org/FEF to find out more about how you can participate in the run. The proceeds benefit the Frisco Education Foundation, so it builds scholarship opportunities and more for our Frisco ISD students. So we have lots of things going on this week.
As always, more fun stuff to do in Frisco. And be sure to keep your eyes on that Frisco City Council meeting, because this will be one of the last ones before we get to the 2 a.m. late night ordinance vote that is coming up in November. And in the next couple of weeks, we'll be having a guest on to actually speak to us a little bit more about that. So keep tuned in to the Frisco podcast, and we will see you guys next week.